the first major Muslim event designed specifically to tackle Islamic extremism and terrorism recently took place at the University of Warwick in the UK. Described as a unique anti-terror camp, Al-Hidayah 2010 examined contemporary issues facing Muslims such as terrorism, suicide bombing, jihad, and other topical areas. Almost 2,000 people attended the three-day event organized by Minhaj al-Quran UK. We spoke to Shahid Mursaleen, spokesman for the group, who told us more about the aims of the camp.
The aim was basically to present arguments and tools to the youngsters and to train them and to educate them what Islam says about extremism and terrorism and suicide bombings and jihad. And our aim was to equip the youngsters, the Muslim young people, to with the tools to use them at the universities to counter the arguments of the extremists. Those tools are arguments and references from the Quran, from the sources that terrorism and jihad does not apply in these countries, and terrorism is forbidden in Islam. It is completely un-Islamic to do terroristic activities, and other things were clarification about jihad. What is a real concept of jihad? Where does it apply? Who has the authority to declare jihad? These are the concepts which were clarified.